Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:32. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you, Ken? Good morning to the listeners.
So it's very, very confusing because no matter what we read and no matter what we listen to, it is impossible to get any sense of who is negotiating with who and how it's going. Help us.
Well, I wish I could. Howard, if you're confused, you can imagine us as Action SA where we are. I'm more confused. Even half an hour ago, I was talking to my colleague to see if the meeting we arranged to have when we had, don't even remember, we met with some of the political parties. Political parties said that if we have, we're putting people of South Africa ahead of all of us, we should actually be able to remove ANC from Johannesburg, city of Johannesburg and Tshwane.
Absolutely.
It's possible. And we agreed to meet yesterday or Thursday. And today I'm told we're not meeting. So I'm not sure really what's happening.
It's really just absurd because this is when maybe ego in politics takes over everything and the people get left behind. I guess this is why you formed a political party.
Well, and the thing is, for me, it's not just really, it's egos. People are no longer in a position, political leaders in this country cannot longer distinguish between a lie and the truth any longer. That's really for me. I'm scared as a South African, as a human being. That these are leaders that, honestly, I don't think they are liars. They are no longer able to see the difference between the two. They can't distinguish. And that's really where I've got a problem. I'm really very nervous for my country. I'm really nervous for future generations that we can really mess it up like this. And because of our own really myopic approach to issues.
Very, very scary. Is it possible, in theory, to form a coalition that governs a city without reaching the magical 50%?
No, you can't. But the political parties we met on Monday, we could form a sustainable government in Tshwane and Johannesburg. Without ANC, because us as Action SA, we've made it clear ANC is out, and we are got into politics to answer the ANC. That's my number one priority, so that I can go back to my capitalist tendencies, because that's where I belong. I don't belong to the political field, but I'm a political animal as a result of being a human being, and I decided to use my privileged position to work with parties that wants to remove the ANC. And it really appears to me that so far there's not any current parties in government today that are serious about actually unseating the ANC.
That is so frightening. So what you're telling us is that it's absolutely achievable.
No, very much. The numbers are there. I can read you the numbers. The numbers are there for us to form government without the ANC, both in Tshwane. And right now with the EFF pulling out of Ekurhuleni and Ekurhuleni, basically even Ekurhuleni and Nelson Mandela Bay, it is still possible. Because obviously Monday when we had a meeting, the EFF was, at the time we thought they were in debt with the ANC.
Yes.
But now after listening to Malema yesterday, so basically Ekurhuleni is also wide open. For people who actually are prepared to put South Africa first.
So it's absolutely possible, but at this stage, there's basically other parties are shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, no, they have what they regard as superior moral standards. So that's where the problem is, as if others don't have. So that's I think for me the challenge.
Yeah,
because obviously once you start negotiating with other parties with your supposedly kind of high moral standard, you've got a problem already because you don't show respect to other people.
Yeah, it's this exactly. It's this whole thing, you know, of thinking that your moral high ground or your moral compass is really the only functioning one. The EFF, and again, I'm very skeptical about what I'm reading because I don't know how accurately things are being reported. But one of the things that I read earlier was that the EFF are saying they'll only be part of a coalition if they effectively are running the show, even though other parties will have oversight or something like that. Is that accurate? Is that what
No, look, what they presented to me last week, I can only talk facts. They presented a proposal to us last week, and we didn't want to just shoot it down before giving them the opportunity. So we then asked them, put them in touch with our negotiation team. But when we dissected that proposal, we realized this is a joke. That EFF wanted to bring the ANC behind Project Doe, you know. Yeah, so that's why we wrote to them on Friday, on Saturday morning, and informed the public accordingly as to why we withdrew from that arrangement, because their proposal was that we as Action SA take over Johannesburg, the EFF take over Tshwane, and ANC to take over Ekurhuleni, and we thought this is ridiculous. I mean, what kind of an arrangement? You can imagine we must run Joe Beck at the back of support from the ANC. I mean, even God will never forgive us. tell me, I'll say to them, guys, I mean, it's an insult. We have made it clear we can't work with a criminal enterprise. This arrangement, with all the best intention, it will collapse in the first council meeting, because once I've got 35 billion rands of corruption cases that needs to really be pursued, that involves senior ANC people that are still protected by law enforcement agencies. Those cases must be pursued. Now, if I'm reliant on the ANC to be in government, do you think they're going to support us as government to take our law enforcement agencies to court to pursue those cases? You can't tell me that ANC cannot interfere with that. It's an armed length. I said, no, whatever you want to call it, please leave me out of it. It is for that reason I rejected this.
And in terms of discussions with the DA, obviously there hasn't been an easy history, but you've made it clear that you will work with the DA, as far as I understood, in these coalitions.
Yes, but the problem is with the DA's approach. The DA's approach was to divide and rule, because they can't govern on their own. They need several parties, It appears to me that they're not comfortable to talk to us as a group so that we come to a consensus. We had our first meeting on Monday after more than a week of trying to really get all the parties together that we share the same values close by. Not that I think we 100% share the same manifestos, but when you're in a coalition government, like anywhere in the world, what you do, you bring people that you believe are closer to your values than, you know. You take what you would call a better devil. What you do is get everyone together in one room so that you agree on this. And it appears to me that DA is not happy with that kind of arrangement. They want to talk to us individually for them to really be the leader of this. And we made it clear, all the parties on Monday basically saying to the DA, please, let us negotiate, all of us as a team. We thought we had made progress on Monday. We said, let's meet on Wednesday, on Tuesday. They said, John Steinhuisen is not around, but I see he was in a press conference yesterday. They said, we'll meet on Wednesday. Here is it Wednesday. Up to now, they've not come back to us to give us the date of the meeting.
Makes absolutely no sense to me.
They want to talk to us individually. And I think what came out of that meeting was telling one party one thing and so forth. And I'm sure they must have been embarrassed about, because what happened is, some of the parties wanted to know what we hear and read about the parties talking. What is it that we're talking? And I think I was the first one to outline our interaction with the DA, that as much as the DA can say that they're talking to us, they are not talking to us. They've made advances which were an insult. It wasn't someone who was facing a serious situation that we needed to negotiate. And then others also they gave their side. And you realize that those people, they're trying to divide and rule. And unfortunately, we're not babies. We're dealing with very serious national matters that affects the future of our children.
Absolutely.
In this country.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Maybe they've got a plan with the ANC. I don't know. I'm sure they've got something up their sleeve. What they have, yeah. Only the DA can explain.
Right. And
but one thing, yeah. I really want South Africans and the DA voters to know that if, in the event Johannesburg and Tshwane, these two cities go back to the ANC in a way that the provincial government would interfere and whatever, I can tell you the DA must take full responsibility for those, because we've got the numbers to unseat the ANC.
Well, we're certainly going to try and get the DA on in the next few days and ask them that exact question. Why is it that if it is in hand that we can't resolve it? It's the most, I would imagine, it's one of the most critical factors in the future of the country is to have the city of Johannesburg being run properly, efficiently, without corruption, and Tshwane as well. Of course.
Are so crucial.
Absolutely.
We've got the numbers. We just have to swallow our pride and our friendship. I'm not here to make friends with anyone. You might not really like me, but I love my country and I want to do whatever is possible. So if they've got issues and they're bringing their own personal issues ahead of it's unfortunate and for them to think that they've got a high moral standard. So. Which is really very unfortunate.
And, it really is. And of course, unfortunately, those that will suffer will be all of us. Let's just hope it can be resolved. Herman Mashaba, thank you for speaking to us and having such a candid conversation. I just hope that this can be resolved and we can see a coalition in Johannesburg that works for us all. It is 8:45. I'm Howard Feldman. I'd love to hear from you on 34519 or 0618951019.